If I could stop the world and restart life, put the clock back, I think I'd restart like this, wrote Alex Garland, author of The Beach. The movie, released in 2000 and starring Leonardo DiCaprio, was filmed here at Maya Bay in Thailand. The flood of tourists that followed caused huge ecological damage.
Before the government closed the bay, there was nothing left. But after a few years of closure, you see more reefs. More sea life is making their way back to the bay. We saw black-tipped sharks, which you can see during low tide.
The replanted corals are now home to nurseries of fish, including juvenile sharks. Strict limits on the number of visitors are intended to minimize damage to the marine environment. Swimming is now banned. After 2 years of COVID shutdowns, it's hoped that Maya Bay will tempt the tourists back. But it's underwater. You see how marine life has thrived in the absence of visitors. The adult sharks from Maya Bay's nursery flit nervously through the corals. Huge shoals of yellow snappers sweep along the edge of the reef, gently making way for uninvited guests. In the deeper ravines, cracks and crevices full of life. A spiny lobster trying to avoid the dinner table. Corals fanning out with signs of new growth. And if you want to find Nemo, this is the place.
It's such an amazing world down there. And it's thriving. When you're lucky enough to get a chance to see it, you wonder why they don't do everything in their power to try and preserve it.
But just behind Maya Bay, there are no limits or checks. The tourists are back by the boatload. In the clear waters, the coral is bleached and marine life absent.
I don't know why the people in charge, they never learn. So yes, we don't have to wait for the COVID. Actually, we don't have to wait for the COVID to happen. We can just learn from other countries. Like we just learn to Australia. We just learn how they manage the national park in the US, for example.
There have even been regular sightings of dugongs, a shy ocean mammal thought to be the origin of the mermaid myth. Fishermen say they've ventured much closer to the shore since COVID hit.
Because of the lack of tourists during the COVID pandemic, nature is less disturbed. The most important factor for dugongs is seagrass, which is their main food source.
But the dugongs are now nowhere to be seen. Scared off by boats carrying tourists back to the islands. Tourists that after 2 years of lockdown are coming to find a paradise that could soon be lost. Tony Cheng, Al Jazeera, Southern Thailand.